Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's 10:05, and we're thrilled you're with us on the number one sports talk radio station. Number one station. I mean, the station, I get privy to numbers. Guys are listening to this station like no station ever has happened in Atlanta, so we appreciate that. And I know, you know, if you're looking for sports on our show, that's so funny. That, you know, I mean, there's Broadway musicals to talk about. You know, there's shows on Amazon that we've got to consider. I mean, I just went to Real Tacos for the first time, which is that chain that's just exploding. I mean, like, there are things that are just more important than the Eli White, Eddie Rosario discussion from last night. Like, if you're looking for that, we gave you a few minutes, but come on, right? We're in Atlanta, Georgia, which is, Sandra and I know each other so well, and she knows if she's going to dangle something in front of me. Hey, now, that a lot of times I say, yes, let's go with that. Like yesterday with the whole conversation about the finality of this time of year for sports and moments and memories. And
right.
I knew that if we talked about Mike Johnson's gout, that it would turn into an explosion. He's doing much better, by the way. He's on some kind. You see him today? He's
upright and doing good. Well, yeah, he didn't even limp. He looks much
because he's on a steroid.
Good for him.
It's exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there is the Coke rejoin. So what I find really cool about Atlanta is that Atlanta sits within about 3-4 miles of each other on the biggest brands on earth. Not in America, not in North America. Not on the in the you know Western like these are the biggest brands in the world out of our city, right? So there's a lot of great cities in America that have a lot of different things going for them, but the level of I don't know sometimes underappreciation we realize that like everybody knows Chick-fil-A, everybody knows Waffle House, everybody knows Delta, everybody knows UPS. Thank you, Ernie. Arthur and Bernie, right?
Mm-hmm.
UPS, all those mm-hmm. things. But Coke is a different level. Coca-Cola is the number one brand in the world. And I say that, the 10 most recognized brands in the world, the top four are all tech companies. Microsoft is 4, Amazon is 3, Google is 2, and Apple is 1. Those are the top four. They were not the top brand 20 years ago. There wasn't even, you know, these didn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, by the way, most recognized in the world is Coca-Cola, okay? They're the only non-tech brand in the top 5, and the Coke logo is largely unchanged from the 50s when it was the iconic red and it was introduced that way. So we were that brand before these companies even existed.
So true. It's so true.
Right?
Yep.
Before they existed. Right up the street, right? Do you have when it started, Coke, by the way?
We are celebrating today because it's National Have a Coke Day. In 1886 at Jacob's Pharmacy right here in Atlanta, the very first Coca-Cola went on sale. And it was concocted by, or at least this is what the Coca-Cola page says, a chemist. And the rumor was, and it was for fixing a headache, a fatigue.
It was marketed as a tonic
for
fixing common ailments, headaches, fatigue, and nervousness. Dr. John Pemberton, right up the street, like you said, at Jacob's Pharmacy, had it as essentially a panacea or a tonic that could fix what ails you, right? And it has turned into thousands of folks who listen to us that work at Coke or have worked at Coke.
Yep.
The fascination of a museum, right? Right next to the aquarium and the Civil Rights Museum, right? If people are like, do I go to the Coke Museum? Yeah, you go over there.
It's so great.
I mean, you want to talk about owning market share and how well Coke is doing of late and all the different brands that they own and they bought and they get into in the business model. But just Coke in and of itself. I don't know. When you listen and you think about Atlanta, like, when you think of L.A., what's the first thing you think of when you think of Los Angeles, the brand for L.A.?
Movies and Hollywood.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of New Orleans, what do you think?
Jazz music and food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cajun.
New York, what do you think of when you think of New York?
Shopping.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I mean, that's all best shopping in the world, best food, restaurants. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think of Atlanta, what do you think people think of? I mean, I don't think they think of brands. Hey, they got great brands there, right? I don't know. What do they think of it?
Southern Charm, college football.
Big college football is a good one. Like, the epicenter of the South,
right? Yes, yes, yes.
I think now the brand has been like, boy, that city's on fire.
Our urban culture.
Right?
Big time.
Oh, definitely. Atlanta influences everything.
Yes.
Black city. Incredible black wealth, black innovation, black music, diversity, great companies, college football mecca, you know, all the things that we can hang on to. Coke is a big part of that. And I wonder if you're an Atlanta guy listening, like, you know, do you work at Coke? Have you worked at Coke? You know, a lot of people all of America are like, I get to have my badge and flash it on North Avenue and walk into, you know, the building. I'm walking into a building in one of the largest brands in the world.
And the list of brands, you guys, which I'm looking at it now, and I didn't even think I realized it. Of course, it's all the sodas. It's the Fanta. It's the Dr. Pepper, which I did tell Steak yesterday. The top three brands now, because that P word, the one is Coke. Number two is Dr. Pepper, and number three, Sprite, just took over the other P. And that's in the world. That's not just here in Atlanta. So for their brand, Dasani is the number one bottled water in globally. And like you were saying, because it's part of
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if Coke buys you, they have a distribution model that they can distribute you all over the world.
Coke owns Fairlife. They own Topo Chico. They own Minute Maid. They own Body Armor. They own Powerade. Mellow Yellow. I mean, the list goes on.
Oh, they own Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow.
Wow.
Gold Peak Tea.
I haven't had a Mellow Yellow in probably 20 years. But anyways, yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot of pride factor. I wonder.
Do you order a Coke at when's the last time you just went in at a restaurant? Can I have a Coke Zero or a Coke?
Well, Coke Zero. Listen,
it's greatest thing.
I was lucky enough to have. I was lucky enough to have dinner with a very, very high executive at Coke recently, and I said to him, "I don't want to hear about Steve Jobs anymore. I don't want to hear it. The greatest invention in modern recent history is Coke Zero. I don't know how that Coke Zero thing happens the way it does." I don't know how it's zero calories, but Coke Zero's a friggin', I mean, that's a home run. You and I both are like, that's an addictive, people fall in love. So I wonder also, like, are you loyal enough that if you walk in someone's house and you see the P word in there, I know executives would leave who are like, you know, if you're serving that at your house, there's very few brands in town that, you know, these contracts with either Coke or the other word happen at a national, international scale. Sometimes you can't control it. But I feel dirty. Like, I don't want anybody to see me, you know, drinking out of if I'm super thirsty and I'm on one of those chains, that's all they have, I'll avoid having to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
I've seen people order, can I have a Coke? And they say, we just have the P word. And they go, never mind.
Right.
I mean, it happens often.
And we're not talking about the P word like what Bill Belichick is dealing with in terms of what
we are not. You know, also, so the latest campaign, which was one of their most successful, Coca-Cola in the 2000s, is the Share a Coke campaign with the name on it. So have you noticed that in all the stores?
Yes,
so
I've
literally,
seen it.
It was so funny when I was driving to Panama City, stopped and got gas and went in and got myself a Coke Zero. But people are going through the cases looking for their names.
Huh.
So, which is great.
What other cut did you want to play? The most famous commercial?
Oh, the most famous commercial. It's the number one Super Bowl commercial of all time, and again ranked number one again.
You know, I love.
I literally just got chill bumps. Is that so stupid?
I love the notion of somebody, some creative guy from an ad agency that they hired, was like, let's take the biggest, toughest, strongest, and then let's take what everybody loves, which is a cute kid, and let's have the sweat and the grime of, like, everything that Mean Joe Green represents, which, of course, the name itself.
Yeah.
Nobody knows more about how a name can help you than a guy named Steak. But think about Mean Joe Green, right? There's a lot of guys that you could have picked, but Mean Joe Green and this cute kid, right?
Don Draper knew what he was doing.
How about that Mad Men, the series, one of the greatest in television history, ends with him on the top of that mountain, the famous Coke that we played before.
Yeah.
Right,
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Right,
he's. You're all going to sing that today. You can't
get
it out of your head.
But I mean, think how iconic. Right up two miles from us is the biggest brand in the world.
So,
like two.
So thank you, Coca-Cola. Go grab yourself a Coke today.
Thanks for spending money and hiring and all the money in this economy. Yeah, there you go. All right, when we come back, I think we got some interesting conversations to have, including more Michael Penix, very controversial moment from his Waffle House interview, and Tom Brady tells you what I could have told you the night before it happened, I said it, but we'll hear him say it as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Ten 24 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden, Bo Johnson with us as well. As we got a busy week. Listen, I'll tell you this, and I know you listen. We're not going to do a ton more on the Celtics, and I know we did some earlier. The first round of the NBA playoffs shows you. I can't even begin to imagine what Vegas won. Oh. On the fact that, think about the first round of the NBA playoffs. So let's take Cleveland, who beat Miami by 28 and 60 their final two games, who was the best record in basketball and went into a series against a nondescript Pacer team, right?
Right.
How much action in Vegas was on them in the series? How much was them against the spread? How much on the money line? Those of you in the money line means you have to give up huge odds, but all they have to do is win. You don't have to worry about winning. And that team literally lost two in a row in their home court. And they blew a seven-point lead with 50 seconds left. So then you go to Boston, who just absolutely rolled through. Who they just played and went 4-1, or Orlando, the Meek Magic. Defending champs, better than last year or as good. They're playing at home. The Knicks were 0-8 against Boston last 2 years, so you take them in the series. You're giving up 900 odds, Celtics in the series, to a Knicks team that's, you know, pretty good. That's like the ultimate disrespect. So you take them in game one, the Celtics, they lose, and then you go in game two. And Vegas, think about the people that, you know, thought they were going to cash tickets. Because nobody has the real cojones to bet on Indiana and New York early in this series. Right. Then you go to Oklahoma City, and it's like, well, Denver, was it Denver? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, Denver.
Denver played the other day. It was a game seven. They're exhausted, blah, blah, blah. They're a 12.5-point favorite. And they go out and win. So now you got five games where the underdog not only covers. These aren't four-point underdogs. These aren't 7 points. These are double-digit underdogs, and they went 5-0. They won every one of them outright. And then I was at this graduation party, I try to, and I think you know this about me. I'm a little bit. I have a soft spot for young people. I try to be a mentor and provide guidance.
That's right.
Shout out to my neighbor, Gabby, graduated Georgia State Law School right across the street from us, our neighbor. I was invited over there. I showed up at around 9:30. There's a bunch of 25-year-old guys there, and they say, you know, we're watching the end of the Celtics, and a couple of kids had bet Boston, and I was consoling them. And they said, Steak, Mr. Steak.
Thank Mr.
you.
Steak.
Mm-hmm. What do we do with this Oklahoma City game? And I said, listen, kids. At this point, we're so far in, right? We're so far in. We're 0-5. The favorites are 0-5. You just have to just don't think about that 12-point spread. Take Oklahoma City. So, but you know,
our youth.
No. In the game last night, though, there was tipping off, and they asked me what to do. So.
And Oklahoma City was a 10.5-point, and they won by 43. Okay, right. I misunderstood. Yeah. I thought you were like, okay.
No, I said there, you have no choice.
Yeah.
At this point, you got to go all in and just take Oklahoma City.
Okay, so now, let's go to Saturday.
So my only point is, I don't know what my point is.
Your
my
point was that you
I'm
are
always
mentor,
there for
you.
I'm always there for
young. And please, if you're thinking of betting, please refer to Mr. Steak, because he's going to hook you up.
Well, no, I'm not, but I just, it was funny, because we're all sitting there for tip-off, and I love. Dude, all these 20-year-olds know are betting on their
app. Are they betting on their app?
Oh,
right?
My God. Yeah. They're betting on apps. They're doing this and, you know, whatever. Anyway, hopefully they're on the Underdog Sports app. Hey, now, Anyways.
All right, so Saturday, Boston at New York, 3:30, that line
Oh, don't
is,
tell me, don't mm-hmm. tell me. That's a 3:30 start.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics by 4?
5.5.
They're favored.
Favored in New York, go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 5.5 points.
Dude, you talk about lack of respect for the Knicks. They're a 5.5-point underdog at home. If you bet the series right now, it's basically even money. So would you, if you had to bet $500 right now, would you take the Knicks or the Celtics?
Knicks.
Even money, yeah.
Knicks.
You got a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, right? I'm going to just go with the math. Math is hard. Yeah, I went to Florida State, but that is real simple. I know that.
Yeah, let me tell the math here. One team's 1-2.
Which team is up to nothing?
And they've won 2.
They only want to go out to win 2 of the next 5.
Right.
So okay.
Boston has to win 4 out of 5, and they've already lost 2 at home.
It's really remarkable.
You're going to find this shocking. I would take the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
I would take the Celtics.
I'm more concerned about you in that game at 3:30, and your party for your daughter is Saturday.
don't think I haven't thought of that,
dude. Wowza!
My buddy's.
That's funny.
There's a text chain going around. You know what a shiva is, right? Shiva is like when someone passes away.
Yes.
And we're running late here.
What about the tunda for the shunda?
So there's a shunda for the kinda means bad for the kids. So the shiva, which is the funeral, post-funeral, for my best friend Dino, for his dad, who they scheduled this a week out, is at 4:00 on Saturday. And he's just like, dude, I got bad news. He's like, no, we know your dad died. No, it's not that. It's that his shiva's at 4:00 and the game ticks off at 3:30.
Oh my
and
God.
My buddies are like, this is how his dad's name was Jack. It's like, he lived in Vegas. They're like, Jack would have wanted us all to put a lot of money in the Celtics.
Yeah.
And you know, everyone has to go around the room and like tell stories.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
It's like
Jack
yeah.
would be mad that you scheduled it then.
Well, how do you, right? Yeah, I know. Jack would have wanted you to lay the points and take the Celtics.
So funny.
So that's literally the text chain is, are there TVs on during the shiva? That's
right.
All they want to know. Make sure the TVs are on. We're going to talk Michael Penix after the break.
Okay.
A unbelievably controversial deal in terms of a Waffle House meal. But let's talk about Tom Brady.
So the Tom Brady roast was about
a year ago, right?
Yes, it was May 4th or May 3rd, whatever I believe.
And we were like, why is he doing it
why
on
is he
Netflix?
Doing it? Couldn't believe it.
Couldn't really understand it all, right?
Not only that, but whatever you were thinking, it was way worse. And here's a couple. We're going to want to remind you of how Nikki Glaser went all
stole the
in.
Night.
5-time Super Bowl MVP, most career wins, most career touchdowns. You have 7 rings. Well, 8 now that Giselle gave hers back. But sorry, Tom. Tom, the only thing dumber than you saying yes to this roast was when you said, hey, babe, you should try jujitsu. I think that's gotta suck.
One more, just to remind you, because it is funny.
You're the best to ever play for too long. I mean, you retired, then you came back, and then you retired again. I mean, I get it. It's hard to walk away from something that's not your pregnant girlfriend. It's tough. To be fair, he didn't know she was pregnant. He just thought she was getting fat. And Tom hates fat. I mean, do you guys know about his diet program? It is so strict. But if you follow it exactly as he does, you too can lose your family.
I mean, so, and then it got awkward. Like, he was having a good time
awesome.
When they were roasting his friends. When he picks up that glass, and I forgot how uncomfortable it was.
What do you mean? What?
Well, he's sitting there listening to her during the roast, and he reaches for a glass. That's the first time his face, was like, uh-oh.
Well, the only time he rejected was the Bob Kraft line about the massage parlor. Where
he
got
up
cut that
then.
Off. Yeah, he
you should go watch this again because I forgot how funny it was, but just how awkward.
Jeffrey Ross.
Right.
And then
right.
Belichick and the whole thing. Anyway, I never understood why a guy in that esteem would let a bunch of people he didn't even know, because he didn't even know Nikki Glaser or Jeffrey
right.
Ross. Anyway, so
okay,
he's
so
on a podcast.
With Logan Paul. It's called Impulsive. And this came up of like that roast and what it was.
Incredible. And like when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like it was electric.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It was crazy. Like we got done. Everybody was on cloud 9. And I think that moment, I'll never forget, you know? And then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I felt like, you know, a stake through the heart, you know, understandably, you know?
Were they mad, sad?
They're protective of their mom, of their dad, you know, of of everybody. You know, they're just, why do you, what was the point of that? Why did you do that?
Great. Great statement of why did you do that? The parents.
Well, kids are real simple. I mean, there doesn't, why would you do that?
So he said earlier in the interview, I regret doing it.
Yep.
I'm not a perfect parent. I messed that up. I knew leading up, we talked to it. I said, it didn't make any sense. And I talked to people close to him and they said, Tom loves the idea. And he said in the podcast of he can handle anything. He loves it in the locker room when you attack him. He kind of like thrives on the notion you can come to me with anything. I'm not fazed by it. It's almost like Logan Paul said it to him. Like it's like a sickness, right? But if anybody knows, I also gave you the story about being at a soccer game with Giselle and Tom Brady and that boyfriend and those kids post-roast. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you're a plumber living in Dahlonega and you have a divorce where your baby's mama ain't happy on the transfer, right?
It's not going to go
It was
well.
Known the day after that Giselle, who already was a pretty powerful force, was like, don't talk to me. Don't look at me.
I don't blame her.
We are done, mm-hmm. right?
I don't blame her.
I mean.
But the fact that he didn't know the room and what was going to happen, I'm a little shocked
but
by.
But that was unbelievably pop culture moment. That was 3 hours. Everybody
did he not
in America.
Think that someone was going to go
what did
there?
You think? We all said that a week before, like, you know there's going to be more jokes about her sleeping with that jujitsu guy nonstop.
And Bridget Moynihan, and you had a baby, and you're with Giselle. Like, that stuff comes
And by
up.
The way, made Nikki Glaser's career. Literally, she was top-notch.
Yeah,
but then she was like, this is how you write jokes and deliver jokes. It's timing. It was impeccable, the whole thing. When we come back, what's not impeccable, ketchup on your grits. What? Is going... Yeah, yeah. Breaking news out of Waffle House. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Hey, 1040 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden. Thanks so much for being with us. Tomorrow, it's a Mother's Day show. Bob Ryan will join us, one of the most famous sports writers in history, really. And he'll talk about...
Do you know him growing up? Do you ever work with him?
I only knew growing up because I read him in the Globe.
Okay.
Peter Gammons was the Red Sox guy. Bob Ryan was the Celtics guy. Jackie McMullen was the Celtics guy, the girl that replaced him. Will McDonough was the Patriot. I think at one point... Bob Ryan covered the Celtics. Peter Gammons, the original guru at ESPN,
yeah.
And Will McDonough covered the Patriots. All at the Boston Globe, at the same time.
Those are real journalists.
That's what you read. Journalists! That's what you read every single day. And, you know, when I was, those were formative years. Like, I'm 10 years old, I'm reading. I mean, I would just swallow the sports.
Where
page
was the paper
whole.
By the time you got up? Did your dad already have it in? And those of you listening, we used to get a paper delivered, and it was actually called a newspaper. We had sections.
Where was it? My mom would be. I mean, my dad wasn't a sports fan, so he didn't. He never. He just handed.
He
me
was
the sports
reading
page.
The arts and
yeah.
Arts
no,
and
he
food.
Literally was reading
yeah,
the arts and
exactly.
entertainment.
Yep.
You know, he'd be reading about what painful foreign film I was going to get dragged to that weekend. I get, like, no, I'm not even kidding.
He's not kidding.
Like, when my parents would say, we're going to the Brat, we're going to the Nickelodeon cinema, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Not the Nickelodeon. Because, like, there's one independent, you know, there's the artsy theater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's the big, glossy AMCs and General Cinemas. And, like, hey, we're going to Dedham. Like, the Dedham Mass. Like, 10... You know, you're going to see Jaws there. You're going to see, like, you know, Star Wars. And then when my mom would go, we're going to the Nickelodeon. I was like, no! film's going to be in German, right?
Oh, my God.
The film
That's
is
so
going to be in black and white. And it's going to be in Swedish. And it's going to be 3.5 hours. And my buddies are right now, like, up the road at the schoolyard, right? I mean, I can't make this up.
I know you can't.
And then my brother is beating the hell out of me for our childhood, right? Bram had some emotional issues because he didn't have a lot of friends, and I didn't care once I got older. Like, I blew him off, and I was like, I had all the buddies. And we're
brother
not getting
Brother Brom taking strays from his brother over here. Brother Brom, I got your back.
So we're not getting along. It's bad. And my parents send me to a shrink. I got to go see a shrink, Dr. Newman, 3 p.m. on Wednesdays. Like, we need one extra for we're playing football. It's 4-on-4 football up at Spalding. And they'd be like, dude, 3:30, meet at Spalding.
I can't do that.
What do you mean? Shep, you're our eighth. What do you mean?
No, I can't do that. I gotta say something.
What?
I was like, oh my God,
my mom was like, I don't know why you ended up. It was both of us were going, like a bad couple, like my parents. And then all of a sudden, like, he was gone and I'm there. And I was the happiest kid at my parents. Like, I have no idea why we ever sent you to a shrink. Like, you
I like that his name was Hello Newman.
Yeah.
Dr.
Like,
Newman.
Like, you were the most basic kid in the world. Aww. Like, you're just a little meathead, right? You know, watch sports, talk sports, you know, basically like girls. Do your thing. And do you know how much I would dread? I'm going where? To the Nickelodeon?
So funny.
My mom's listening right now. She's just.
Oh, yeah, we got your back. We got your back.
All right. I'm going to give you three strikes and we're going to play Michael Penix. How many ball caps do you own? The Mike Bell video of how many Florida State hats he has. Did you see that, Bo, on social?
It's a lot. Hundreds.
Mike Bell owns like 100 baseball hats, caps.
And 90 of them were Florida State.
I mean,
you're right.
Every version of Florida State.
So cute.
How many ball caps do you own? Is it Larry a big ball cap guy?
He's got way too many. Yeah.
I mean, does
I
he
think
have
all
20?
He has 30 sitting in his car right now.
But sitting in his car.
Honestly, there's a whole back seat. Yeah.
Okay. Would you still bet the Celtics? Even money. You got to bet $200. Would you bet? Maybe it's a stupid question, but I still think people think like, aberration. It's even money right now. Think about the fact you get the Knicks. You're up 2-0. They just have to win the series, and you get that at even money. So would you take the Celtics still to win the series and your favorite condiment?
Game of the night brought to you by John Foy. Thank you so much. Braves, let's go. Let's take 3 of 4. 7:15 is first pitch at Truist tonight. Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound for our Bravos. And also, 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by my favorite fellas these days at Wash Pro, wiseguyswash.com.
All right, 404-726-0929. How many ball caps do you own? And I'd love to hear, like, what's the most, like, if you're a Georgia fan.
And are they all the same? That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, like, or like, what's the most of?
Yeah, good,
right?
good.
Would you still bet on Boston even money to win the series and your favorite condiment? 404-726-0929. Michael Penix Jr. and Brian McFadden, CBS Sports. They sit out on a Waffle House. I'm not sure what part of Atlanta it was. They talk a little football, but then McFadden lets it be known that, well, here it is.
Oh, that's your walk right there. I'm from the South, so I like ketchup on my eggs and my grits.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't judge me.
I'm from Florida, too, man. I don't know about it.
It's a weird
ketchup
thing.
On the grits.
Yeah, I got it from my granddaddy,
I've
man.
Seen he the
put,
ketchup on
I
the eggs.
I put ketchup on everything. My grits, my eggs, my collard greens.
What?
Oh, nah, not the collard greens.
Huh?
Not the collard greens.
Yeah.
Hot sauce?
Yeah, hot. You don't put ketchup on a hot dog?
On collard greens?
Collard greens.
No. I'll put hot sauce in them.
No.
If anything, not ketchup, man.
I can't. What?
Do you want to have him on, McFadden? He's on with Dukes and Bell all the
time. I want to have Michael Penix on and get to the root of. He may need to go see Dr. Newman because that is ketchup on collard greens. I've never heard of that.
It's not Michael Penix. It's McFadden.
Oh, you didn't say that. I thought Penix had the ketchup.
Penix is from Florida and said,
what are you doing? Yes, you have to get McFadden on. That's hilarious. Do you put ketchup on your eggs?
Yes.
Do you grits? Yes. I've never heard of that either.
And I always was told up north that was a southern thing, ketchup on your eggs. Yeah. I was like, I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. But on my grits?
Controversial.
You get some nice cheesy grits from Buttermilk Kitchen. I'm putting ketchup?
Do you make grits?
No.
Does your mother make grits?
No. My mother's from Turkey. What does she know from making grits?
That's right.
She made bad pizzas. You know that. Did your mom obviously make grits?
Homemade grits with heavy whipping cream, and they would be on the stove forever and so good.
And your mom made
12 pounds of butter.
Chicken pot pie?
She didn't make homemade chicken pot pie. Fried meatloaf? Chicken, though, meatloaf is the greatest.
How good was her meatloaf?
Her meatloaf is A.
When's the last time she made it?
Literally, I'm going to go there this weekend, and we're going to make it, now that you just said it. That's going to be our Mother's Day dinner.
I want some of that.
Shout out, Mom.
I'm such a big meatloaf
fan. You know about fried chicken in the paper bags where you shake the that's like a real Southern. Y'all know what I'm talking about, those of you from the South. You put it in a paper bag with the flour and all the season and shake, 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 take it out, put it in, shake, shake, shake again in a big old paper bag, and then you put it in big vat of Crisco.
So it's in a... how are you frying it?
We get some meatloaf
in the pan. So you're seasoning it. You do the dip in the egg white.
Did you have shake and bake when you were growing up?
Please stop. What is happening?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Brian McFadden and Steak would like to host a segment called Terrible Ideas.
No, but I'm just asking.
Shake and bake. What are you saying?
So your mom would make homemade, but do you know what...
Bite?
Did you know what shake and bake was?
It was not allowed inside of our home.
Did you have a Swanson TV dinner ever?
Are you... out
in your home?
Never. Okay. No.
Listen,
my mom is homemade.
Do
and
not stick
it.
Listen, I lived with three generations. So we had homemade dinner every night. Sunday night. No, it was Saturday night because mommy and daddy sometimes were getting into, they'd have the dinner party, the 1970s dinner parties, right?
Right? A little martini. They weren't like
daddy
in their room
daddy
by themselves.
I mean, listen, it's the 70s.
Yeah, it's different.
If you weren't hammered and walking down the front walk, you were not a good host. I'm not even kidding.
No, I know. You're right.
You were not considered a good host unless everybody left hammered. And DUI was like, what does that mean? Like,
they didn't have it back then.
They'd be joking on the way down. But they'd have these Saturday night dinner parties, and I'd be watching the $6 Million Man in the other room. Or my grandparents would have gin rummy night. They'd invite their friends over. So it wasn't our normal sit down six of us for dinner. So they would get a Swanson turkey dinner and just toss that sucker in the oven, and they would just be like, "All right, they're fine." I was excited. Salisbury steak, whatever other items that was, and I'm watching the $6 Million Man, Bionic Woman, and they're just whooping it up.
You got
and
a
then
little apple crisp. Remember the dessert
the
was like apple crisp.
And then they would forget my bedtime. So it was one time that, the more hammered they're getting in there.
You're staying up all night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or at least you're like, you don't hear them coming. Like, during the week, you hear them coming. Like, we're going to have to go to bed here. But, Saturday nights, forget about it. 404-726-0929. How many ball caps would you bet Boston to win the series and your favorite condiment?
You're definitely taking the Celtics to win four out of the next five. Great question. That's in our three strikes.
Would I take it? I find it hard to believe a team this good is not going to make it a seven-game series. Or, they're not going down quietly. Made 25 of 100 threes, and they're not contested threes. Tatum missed a three last night. There was nobody within 50 feet of him. Late fourth quarter. I was like, if you miss that, you'll miss anything.
I mean, they are real dedicated to the three.
I know.
I mean, you missed another 30 last night.
I know.
I don't get it.
But the only thing I would say, Sadie, if you're the best three-point shooting team in NBA history,
right.
Do you go away from
here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the final score, and then that was a loss.
Okay. I can't believe they're favored by 5.5 after all that on the road.
The Celtics are favored in New York, y'all, Saturday at
5.5. In the middle of the Shiva, Jack Goldberg's Shiva, which is it's a whole other thing going on. Hey, Marvin in the car, how many ball caps do you own?
More than 50, and they're all different.
The majority?
Yeah, is there one that is that
majority Georgia caps?
Okay.
Would you
got them from all over the Caribbean?
Even money, would you still bet on the Celtics to win the series?
I'd take them in a heartbeat. They'll make the threes.
Your favorite condiment?
Got to be horseradish because it goes in Bloody Marys and cocktail sauce.
Horseradish sauce, not the actual, right? When you go to Houston's, thank you. When you get to Houston's, they get horseradish sauce with the prime rib sandwich.
Yeah.
That's a condiment.
Yeah.
But the
real horseradish that you would add
to
stuff.
Condiment.
Yeah. All right.
Hey,
it's
Marine Tim, how many ball caps do you own?
About 70.
Is a lot of Marine, a lot of Zemper Fi? What do you got?
Probably 40 of them are Marine related, and probably 20 of them are Georgia Tech.
All right. Would you still bet on Boston to win the series?
Heck yeah.
And your favorite condiment?
Mayonnaise.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, Will in Covington. Will, how many ball caps do you own?
About 130.
Wow, that's crazy, dude. Where do you keep them all?
I have about 70 in my room, in my man cave, and I have about another 70 in my storage.
All right,
and
I got about 50. All right, what's predominantly? What's more than any other?
Pittsburgh Steelers, Penguins, and Pirates.
Okay,
days, 30 years of coaching.
That's great.
I see a theme. Would you still bet on Boston to win the series at even money?
Yes.
My favorite condiment.
So I have to say ketchup.
Okay. Mm. Thank you, sir. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. We'll take another call or two. I'm such a condiment guy that it's honey mustard and it's Thousand Island. It's mayo, it's mustard, it's hot dog relish. It's the whole deal. Like a dry sandwich or dry anything to me.
I just can't believe the mayo thing because that's a very Goyim thing.
Do you eat chicken salad, chick?
I do. That's excellent.
But it's got a lot of mayo.
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm. That's their mayo. Like there's, I won't name them, but like. Goldberg's is a perfect Juna. It's a Jewish
tuna.
You're
telling me there's not
a
lot of mayo in chicken salad.
It's not, not as much as other places, which I do.
Jersey Mike's, come on, baby. Come on. We have more calls. We got to go. All right, we got to go. You and the, just don't worry.
He just gave you the watch. He gave you the watch. He's like, listen.
Jeez.
I can't believe steak in the Thousand Island.
Oh, my God. I love Russian dressing.
Do you put that on salad?
Sandwiches, dude. If I find a good Thousand Island, I'll eat it with a sneaker. I'll put it on a sneaker and take a bite
Delicious.
Out of it. All right. Thanks, Bo. Back tomorrow. Sandy, I'll see you next week.
Yay, happy Mommy's Day, everybody.
Thanks for making the steakhouse part of your day.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.